Yes. Welcome to the lighter side of the dark side. It's the Dark Mark Show, your Thursday night free show. I am Dark Mark, the goth comedian. And my I think I've died and gone to heaven. This is, you got to see what I'm looking at. First off, of course, as with every week, my beautiful co-host, horror writer by day, queen of the Sunset Strip by night, Nicole Six. Do you want to say, give a toast to the dark minions out there?
Hello.
And we have our guest tonight is, I've been trying to get you on the show even before.
Long time.
The whole Grammy incident, because I've known you for a long time.
That's right.
And
you're not a bandwagon jumper.
No, I'm not. I've been on your bandwagon for a long, long time. We're going to talk about that, because I was bantering with the person that was scheduled tonight, Chris Gore, about how I met both of you at Club Hell. And I didn't know if you guys knew each other.
No, I don't know Chris.
Oh, that's interesting.
What a shame. Yeah. I know of him.
Yes.
But I don't know him personally. I never met him.
Yeah, and if you were tuning in to see that Chris Gore, unfortunately, Chris had to postpone. I'm not sure what happened. I've got a couple theories. One is that he was supposed to be the main guest and the star of the show. And I think your star eclipsed him, and that might be why.
Oh, diva battle.
I think it's a diva battle, or because it. Go ahead, Nicole. What is your theory?
Oh, I was just gonna say that happens.
The other thing that is a possibility is that it was really last minute. I was just getting ready. I was getting out of the shower. I was putting on my tie, my Scarface time.
And, yes. Sexy.
Say hello to my little tie.
Exactly. And so I assume that, and he had posted something on Facebook, so I assume he was probably just sitting in his house in his underwear going, wait a second, I got to get dressed. I got to get in the shower. Mm-hmm. I got to get downtown. And he doesn't live that far. He lives in Pasadena, I think. And so he's like, maybe some other night. But we are going to have him on some other night. We're going to have, this is a programming note. This is a great show.
Yeah.
We're going to have a great show tonight. Joy Villa.
That's right.
You're an actress. You're an artist. You're a singer.
That's right. Joy Villa in the house.
Joy Villa. Did I say Villa? But
you
it's
did
Villa.
Say Villa, but it's Villa. That's okay. We are in downtown Los Angeles. So
wait a second. I've known you for seven, 8 years.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, and I've been mispronouncing your name the entire time.
The entire time.
Joy Villa. Princess Joy Villa is here.
Thank you. Thank you.
Princess Joy Villa is here. Now I know how to pronounce her last name.
That's right.
And Princess Joy Villa is here. And but next week we have another great show, another fabulous show with beautiful women. We're going to have Bree Walker, the anchor woman who was the number one anchor woman in New York, LA, and San Diego, has been our guest before, and Sin Fisted, the grindcore performer, contortionist.
Sin. Yeah, she's really fantastic.
What you're saying is I should bring tequila and shot glasses.
Sin's here, so it's probably going to be a Fireball whiskey night.
Okay.
So we're going to see what happens there. And then in 2 weeks, actually, it's a programming note. We're not going to be on Thursday on the first week of April. We're going to be on April Fool's Day, Wednesday, 8 o'clock for the 2-year anniversary of the Dark Mark Show. I can't believe it's been 2 years. And our guest will be at that time. That Chris Gore will be there.
See, that's what he was holding out for.
Well, then he was very enthusiastic when I told him what was going to happen, because Nicole's going to be here. Our former co-host, Josie Cat, will be stopping by. You know Josie Cat.
Yes, that's right.
And as a special guest, somebody that I brought to your video shoot, Tessa LaCoyle will be here.
Oh, Tessa.
And she'll be eating glass. She'll be doing all sorts of daredevil tricks.
Just a normal night for her.
Well, you have no idea. So anyway, we've got so let me get the sponsors out of the way. I was going to do them really quick because we had so much stuff to get to.
Okay.
But then I told you, you were listening to our show last week and you found out about Doomy's Home Cooking, one of our sponsors. Doomy's Home Cooking.
Oh my God, Doomy's Home Cooking. Can I just say something about Doomy's? Okay, I was there today. So literally, I got up a little late today because I stayed up late last night, living the rock star life.
As is your wont.
You know, had to do it. So I woke up, I'm all sleepy, I hadn't eaten breakfast yet, and I just, I'm checking my email, and then I see your show, and I'm just listening to your last week's show, and then you're talking about Doomy's, and literally my stomach started growling like a wild animal. I'm a vegan. You know that, Mark.
See, I thought you were raw, because this is not raw.
Well, I'm raw vegan, but I'm like raw till 4, about that movement. So it's like you eat raw all day, and then you can eat one cooked meal at night. But I'm not that strict with it. This was my cheat day. So I ordered the vegan Big Mac that you were talking
about.
Secret
menu.
I literally got in an Uber and just went there
right
after. And then I texted you. I was like, what the is this Doomy's?
You can say fuck. It's okay.
Okay. What the fuck is this Doomy's? What are you talking about? This is.
So I've never heard of Doomy's.
I've never heard of Doomy's. They must be new. I mean, I haven't.
They've been around for a while. Phil Doomy, at this location, it's only been a few years, but he was he was at other locations. But
maybe that's why.
And Doomy's Home Cooking, I'm sure you've seen their tacos and things at the clubs. They were at Das Bunker and other places.
That's right. Yeah.
Did you meet Phil? Was Phil there tonight?
No, he wasn't.
Okay.
But yeah, the baker is
the, Das Baker was there.
Yeah, Das Baker was there, and I was like, what? This is a gothic vegan restaurant.
Hence, they are sponsor of the Dark Mark show.
Mark, I think we should go to Doomies tonight.
Yeah.
You want to go to Doomies tonight?
I think I should know what we're eating. All the stuff we've been talking about.
We're
going to be a little bit more sold on in each show.
Yeah, you need
We were going to go to brunch, but you want to go to Doomies after the show? We're going to go to Doomies after the show.
I'll go with you guys.
How was the...
I'll eat some more.
Let's go, yeah. How was the vegan Big Mac?
It was so good. Now, I'm not a fan of McDonald's. You know, I've been vegan for 10 years.
Right.
You know, it's like I don't have a hunger for that.
Well, that's quote-unquote Big Mac.
It's not a real Big Mac, obviously, but it was so good. I love veggie burgers, and I wanted, like, all this, like, messiness. So they do vegan cheese... two vegan patties that are grilled on this grill that's never tasted meat.
They told you the whole thing.
I mean, I didn't even have to. I just knew.
Right.
Like, psychically, I knew everything about it. I walked in, blacked out curtains. I was like, this place is fucking punk rock.
Right.
You had, on the right side, you had all these, like, tattooed punk rock people. I'm like, cool, my people here. On the left side, you have about 16 new mothers with brand new babies.
That's the crowd they get.
That's the crowd. I mean, I was like, this is punk rock, you know?
Sunday brunch, $15 all you can eat, $4 mimosas. If you're in L.A. or you're visiting L.A. because you're all over the world,
go to
1253 Vine Street, Hollywood, California, 90038. Mm-hmm. You Doomies. Eat a lot of vegan restaurants. How would you rate Doomies?
I eat vegan restaurants all over the world, no kidding, and Doomies is at the top of my list.
Okay, so there you go.
They're a 5 stars out of 3.
Go to Doomies, and we're going to go to Doomies tonight,
mm-hmm.
and Nicole will give the review next week. Also,
I'm not going to try the Big Mac. If we go to the Vegan Beer Fest, I'm going to try it there.
Okay.
And I'll take pictures of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, I'm so curious really about good. The Vegan Big Mac, and I've never had it, so I'm going to try it.
Oh, you have to try it.
So Mark will review the Vegan
Beer Fest. It's so delicious.
But last time I was there, I had the shrimp scampi, which was delicious.
Ooh.
And Phil was telling me that the pulled pork is really good.
Yeah.
And they have fried chicken. They put like a piece of wood in like a
it's
drumstick.
It's crazy how they just totally replicate meat meals, but it's all vegan.
Right. And I don't want to talk about the Doomies all day. We can.
That's true.
I want to talk about you.
All right.
But anyway.
Doomies now.
No. But go to audible.com. But please, if you're in LA, go to Doomies. Audible.com is one of our sponsors. Go to my website, our show website, darkmarkshow.com.
Thanks.
You'll get all the past shows, links to our YouTube page, including the top 10 list of 2014, the outrageous stuff that's happened.
All right.
You can subscribe to us on iTunes so you can get audio and video on iTunes. And if you go to audible.com, look what's on Audible. Chris Gore's comedy album, Celebrities Poop, is on Audible. And you can get that free or any book that you want just by going to darkmarkshow.com. Click on the Audible link right next to my smiling face.
Nice.
And you get a free audiobook and a free 30-day trial at audible.com. You can cancel the next day. You keep the audiobook on your tablet, phone, wherever.
Sweet.
You're traveling all over the world. You listen to audiobooks all the time.
I love it. Absolutely.
But if you keep the membership, you get deep discounts in the book, so you'll probably want to keep the membership.
I want those deep discounts.
Darkmarkshow.com. You get audible.com and also stamps.com. You can get a free trial at stamps.com. I don't want to delay this anymore. Joy Villa conquered the world.
What's my name again?
Joy Villa.
Villa.
Joy
Villa.
I've been in LA too long. Excuse me, Your Highness.
Yes.
Princess
right.
Villa. You conquered the world.
Thank you.
Villa is Italian. It's not Spanish. It's not.
No, exactly. I'm half Italian.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
And Paisana.
Exactly.
We're all a lot of Italian. We're all
a lot of Italian.
But we're all like mud Italians. We're all part Italian.
Yeah.
We're all mixed with something.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. From this viewpoint, it's a nice mix. Both.
It is
both
nice.
Ways.
It is nice.
But
it's true.
Joy Villa broke the internet.
I did break the internet.
Because you were telling me I'm going to be in LA. I'm going to the Grammy Awards. I should come on your show.
Yes, right.
And you never followed up. But
I know. I'm sorry.
No, but it's good because I'm glad you're here now.
Yeah.
Now
it's even better, right?
It's way better. So, but you were telling me I'm going to Grammy Awards. I'm like, big deal. I know people go to Grammy Awards. The next day.
We do, though. I mean, it's LA.
Yeah.
I get invited and I never go. I don't like award shows.
Yeah.
The next day. Two things came out of the Grammy Awards that everybody's talking about. Kanye West is an asshole.
Yep.
And Joy Villa wore this dress. Can we have Joy a picture Villa. Of the dress? Joy Villa. I keep
breaking every night.
You break it.
I'm just. So this is a picture. You can't see it here, but she put on the meme that says, "Who wore it better? It's you in the dress
right.
next to a six pack of soda or beer." What you
I
wore
love
was
those freaking memes. They're so great.
Well, tell us first off how you came up with this idea to have this dress.
Okay.
Who designed the dress? How did you design the dress? How'd you get the ticket?
How'd I get the ticket? Well, I became a member last year. No, it was last year in December, I became a member of the Recording Academy.
Okay.
And, you know, you have to be a notable in music or, you know, somehow involved in music, like you guys are in radio and all that stuff. Okay. So I submitted my stuff and I got approved. I was super excited. So I'm like, awesome. And then they said, you're invited to go to the Grammys. And I was like, what? So I said, I have to go to the Grammys and I have to wear something outrageous. Because that's me. You know me, Mark.
You are outrageous.
Exactly. And you know what's really funny is because, you know, the blogs are going crazy and it's awesome with all the attention.
Right.
And one blog was like, well, what inspired you? Or they didn't even ask me. They're like, what inspired Joy Villa? Because we see that she's never worn anything this wild before.
They don't know Joy Villa.
We're wondering where this came from. Like,
yeah. They don't know Joy Villa like I do.
Do you know how tame I am right now? I mean, the fact that all I have is my stomach and my legs showing right now on your show.
Right.
And some tattoos. I mean, you know, if you really know, the underground scene here. Exactly.
No, I met you at Club Hell.
Exactly. So, yes. I mean, you know, I've done everything wild and crazy because it's self-expression. I'm an artist.
Right.
So I said, okay, I have to wear something that is, you know, up to the standard that I would do for any show. So I had this one designer who designed me a dress. He's going to design me a dress. And it was really, it was cool, but it was not crazy. It was not wild. So
I think they're showing the picture now of the dress next to the meshing on the highway.
There it is.
So was that the actual meshing that they used on the highway?
That's actually meshing. That's actually the actual, it's called snow fence. And it's the stuff that they use for construction sites. It's literally that material.
Okay.
So it's you know, elegantly upcycled.
It was very form-fitting.
It was, you know, it like melted to my body. I had to be taped in with zip ties to that thing. I literally had to
be
zip ties. They're in the back.
Okay.
So, and then I had to be cut out at the end of the night.
Oh, really?
Oh, absolutely.
Why did you call me for that?
You know,
I was right.
You should have been at the after party. Yeah, what is it?
The after party.
Next
all
time
tied
I'm gonna call
up.
You. Yeah.
Yes.
Bring some scissors, baby.
You know.
So yeah, Andre Soriano is the designer.
Okay.
He's out of San Diego, and he was on Rihanna's Style to Rock, and he's Filipino. He's fabulous. He's a fabulous designer.
Fabulous.
He's just fabulous. And my friend Heather Wolf, she's my stylist, and she's local here.
Right.
Badass girl.
I know Heather.
You know Heather.
Yeah.
So I told her, I said, listen, I'm not really happy with who I'm wearing to the Grammys. This is like a week and a half out, you know, and I'm flying in from New York. I'm like, I'm not really happy with the designer because I need something more wild. Who do you know that's wild and crazy? And she gave me two designers, and one of them was Andre. I said, who's the craziest of the two? And she's like, Andre. So I called Andre, and he had all these other designs, and then he came up with this one, and he said, well, what about this orange dress? And I looked at it and literally took me 30 seconds.
Right.
I said, yeah, I'm going with the orange dress.
Right. Well, what had you planned to wear before?
I mean, what I was going to wear before was going to be a custom made gown.
Right.
That a designer that's, you know, not very well known, but was very kind and offering to dress me. And a lot of other designers wanted to dress me. And I wanted to wear something from the Blondes, you know, the Blondes. And so I thought that would be awesome. Just something crazy and wild and glamorous.
Right. Right.
And this fit the criteria absolutely perfect.
Right.
So I said, this is my gown. And of course, at the fitting, I flew in. We did the fitting. It was wild and crazy. He's like, oh my God, you're actually going to wear this dress. I said, oh yeah, baby, I'm going to wear this. Right. And we just teamworked it. We knew it would be on the worst dress, the best dress. I really didn't care.
Now, did you really know? Because you're not, I mean, in America,
I mean, you don't know for sure.
Right.
You know how the media is. But I knew that it would get some attention, you know? I mean, I'm thinking it's going to get some attention. But I know that this is the Grammys. This is where Lady Gaga came in an egg. This is where Rihanna has worn, you know, nothing. I mean, it's where people go crazy. Cher, everybody, Madonna.
But this is the amazing thing. And it's funny because people are like, I was like, oh my God, look how Joy Villa.
Thank you. Princess Joy Villa is
blowing up. My friend's blowing up. And they're like, well, yeah, but she's on the worst dress list. I'm like, Who gives a shit? She's on the Worst Dress List with Rihanna and Madonna.
Exactly.
You know who they are. You don't know who she is. Now you know who she is.
That's exactly look good right. wearing it. I mean, that's the whole thing about models is they choose these people who are horribly attractive because they could wear a plastic sack. And that's true. The evidence of it. You can wear highway caution
snow fence.
You can wear a snow fence and you can rock it because
hashtag
you're that
snow
hot.
Fence.
Hashtag.
There's thank not you, a Nicole. Lot of women thank that can you. That can rock a snow fence.
Thank you so
Joy
much.
Joy Villa
yeah.
is. And I was, as Nicole will tell you, I do extensive research when I have female guests on my show. I was, right, Nicole?
Yes, extensive. Sometimes he stays up all night.
Extensive. I did stay up all night for this show. I was looking at that picture, those pictures quite a bit.
Yes.
And I was trying to see where the, it's the Dark Mark show. Where your nipples, vagina, and ass crack were, and I couldn't see them.
Where are they? I'm like a Barbie doll. I have no genitals. It's all like.
And
smooth.
You know what? That's kind of hot. That's kind of hot too. But yeah. I have a feeling I've seen your nipples for truth. So I know you have breasts.
He's all. I know they
do exist. Yes, exactly.
Don't lie to me.
So very good. And I think I saw your camel toe once. So
yeah. Oh my god. Because I wanted
very
you to
tight.
See my camel toe.
No, I bet you did. So that's the question. What was underneath the dress that so that you could show those parts on TV? And they were on E. They were on every
exactly.
show.
Well, I'll tell you, when I stepped onto the red carpet, you know, people bum rushed me, like all the media. Because, you know, when you're on the red carpet, there's all this media and they're like in little closets. It's really strange. They're like in little closets and there's just like E, BET, blah, 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 blah. And you just walk by and they grab you and they say, oh, and the camera guys are blah, blah, blah. And it's really exciting. It's like a war on the red carpet. You really have to have your game time in because you know it's a performance. Right. And so KTLA was one of the first stops and they grabbed me and they're like, oh my God, the producers want to show you and they want to interview you. So I'm like, oh, perfect. And I'm walking over there and then they come back like 10 seconds later, like, we're sorry, we can't do it. It's too risque. Like, it's too
really?
Risque. You're too naked. I was like, this is awesome. I just got rejected for being too naked. So, right. and some of the, I don't know if you guys saw it, but some of the news sources actually blurred me out. And I was like, come on, you can't, you know.
And
it's
just worse because censored. Then you're like worse. Totally making it.
Exactly. It's unnecessary censorship. Right. Like the Jimmy Kimmel episodes, he does the unnecessary censorship.
Right.
So I'm having so much fun. Like I have the confidence and I also know that, yeah, I mean, the confidence comes from knowing that this is something that is aesthetic and fun, not just that I'm going to shock people. It's not about that. It was more about this is art and I like this and obviously there's nothing wrong with it. So it doesn't matter what other people say.
Right. No, your body definitely is a work of art.
There's no question
about it. And now we're going to be eating at Doomies all week and you're going to be.
It all comes back. Yeah. I'm going to gain 10 pounds of Doomies.
Probably.
I mean, a lot of the news sources actually showed it and then some of them blurted out.
And Kelly Osbourne, and I'm going to show a picture of you with Kelly Osbourne.
Yeah.
Was so taken with you. She was on the Jimmy Kimmel show talking about you.
That's right.
She really was taken with you.
She was really taken. Her people pulled me up because, you know, that whole row of the red carpet and then she was all the way at the bottom doing her Cam 360, which she put me on and you stand still and there's like 25 cameras that do a whole 360.
Oh, is that what she does? Yeah.
Yeah, she does it on the red carpet.
I'm a straight guy. I don't know what's going on.
It's all about the fashion. Yeah. You know, it's just so in vogue. So she told me up. She said, you know what? This is what I love about the Grammys is that people take chances in their fashion. That's what fashion is about.
Right.
And she said, this year, nobody's really taking chances. Right. And then I saw you walk on the red carpet.
Oh.
And I applaud you. You know, she talks very British and she's so ladylike.
Even though she was born and raised in America.
Yeah. Is she really born in America?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Are you sure?
Well, I mean, her parents are both British, so
I think
they're both.
I have no idea.
Maybe they kept the accent alive.
That's the thing. She got, you know, you can't be Ozzy's daughter. And
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm like Ozzy's daughter. You can't do
exactly.
that.
Hey, exactly.
They both have the accent. Both Ozzy and Sharon in real life have the accent.
Yeah, they do. They do.
Yeah, because they were born in England, raised in England. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
But I'm sure she spent a lot of time over there. I mean, I don't know where. I honestly don't look up celebrities or their children. I'm not. I don't do the research.
Why not, Nicole?
But Ozzy Osbourne loves you. Ozzy Osbourne loves your cookies and your bacon.
Anyway,
that's a whole different story. We'll say that for another show. Isn't that true?
I have a very nice life.
Ozzy Osbourne complimented your cookies.
I gave some cookies.
Y'all cookies.
the table liked my cookies.
Nice. Very nice.
Right. She is from the UK, just FYI.
There you go.
Oh, you are from the UK, Nicole?
No.
Oh, Kelly Osborne
is from the UK. Oh, you just did
that's Jenny, our producer, correcting me.
The producer's doing the research.
Right.
Thank you.
Well, I did my own research. Okay. But And who else like jumped on you besides Kelly Osborne?
So Kelly Osborne was all about it, and then what else? Well, I mean, like a lot of the news sources, Huffington Post posted right away. They were and BuzzFeed.
That was the first two I saw.
Yeah, they were actually right there. The guy from BuzzFeed was awesome. Like he's like, so what are you wearing? And I was like, well, so what are you wearing?
I
asked him the first, and he's like, a suit from an old dead guy.
Oh,
and I was like, oh, this is too much fun. So we're just like bantering back and forth, and then of course they did that amazing article about me. I was like, BuzzFeed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the memes kept coming in, and it's just it's exploded. It's really nice because it's recognition.
Right.
You know,
and you don't mind that people are putting.
I don't care
next
if they say
beer,
bad
beer,
things.
Six pack of beer.
I don't
saying,
think anyone who decides hilarious. To wear snow tape is thinking. Maybe people will think this is appropriate clothing. You know that you're wearing something shocking.
You set out to make a splash and you did.
I mean, it's slightly offensive.
Offensive.
Oh.
The girls are speaking in some girl code that I'm not.
Oh, it's a pun.
It's a pun. Offensive.
Oh, I got it. Okay,
you're a comedian, Mark.
I know.
This is good stuff.
I'm letting you guys do the material. But anyway,
don't quit your day job. I got it.
No. But your day job's always been interesting. Now,
true.
I remember one time we were supposed to get together, and you were filming Alvin and the Chipmunks 2, and you couldn't meet me.
That's right.
That was a long time ago.
This is so great.
And then the next thing I hear, this is funny because I met you at Club Hell.
Yep, that's right.
My friend. My friend was already talking to you, and normally I'm a bros before hoes kind of guy, but look how beautiful she is. So I just slid right in. I'm like, oh my, and I think I got your number before he did. But
yeah, you just punched him.
I did not punch him. I did not assault him.
All of a sudden he wasn't even there.
I just sort of was like, so.
You were wearing like a red tie.
Yeah.
And you were wearing black and red.
Yeah.
It was like super contrasty, slick.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, I think I grabbed your tie.
No. That's the first thing you did.
Yeah, that's the first thing I did. I remember that.
And then after the Alvin and Chipmunks thing, the next thing I see, you're on like a whirlwind tour.
Yeah.
But you are huge.
It was all due to Alvin and the Chipmunks too. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, you've been on the movies.
That started
my
career.
Movies.
I mean, I've been on the movies. Yes. I've been doing this since I was 5 years old.
Right.
Like I've just always loved what I do. And at Hell, I was doing burlesque shows. Right. I was showing my art. You know, the underground was something natural for me because I'm an artist that celebrates the dark and the light and just the freedom of expression. You know, I have tattoos and. You know, I've always been involved in like the alternative things. And so growing up, I painted, I draw, I grew up in the theater. So when I moved to LA, which is, I had just moved to LA when I met
you.
I moved from Santa Barbara.
Okay.
So I grew up in Santa Barbara.
Okay.
I was born in Orange County, grew up in Santa Barbara. Okay. And then I lived in Seattle for a while. And I did some alternative modeling out there, you know, like some Suicide Girls type stuff, you know, like really rock and roll. And I was like, yeah, this is where I fit in. I really like this. And so I was just finding my voice as an artist. And when I was here in Los Angeles, I was doing a lot of acting things and a lot of modeling things. I was like, oh, that's easy. Modeling. Oh, let me just look. And I don't have to say anything. This is easy. You know? And then I said, you know what? I really need to do my music. In 2011, I've always been writing songs and always been singing. And I play guitar. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't doing it publicly. You know, I do karaoke and a few open mic nights. But I said, you know, I need to really focus on my music. So 2011, that's what I did that. And then things just took off. Literally, I just followed my heart every step in the way.
And you followed your heart all over the world because you're huge in Europe.
That's right. That's true.
And Asia. Basically, worldwide, you draw a huge audience.
I do. They love me over there.
America's starting to catch up now because of the Grammys. But
they're late to the game. But all the cool stuff
hits Europe first.
It's true.
So how did you hook up? Like now, when you started putting out music, how did the overseas audiences find out about you?
Well, I basically just went there. My songs have been on, independent radio, and it's on like iHeartRadio and all the online radio. So it's already worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a few fans over in Europe already. So, which was cool, you know, like a small fan base of people that had found me and were listening. Right. And they're just so appreciative of music over there.
Right.
And so basically I booked a show in London. I booked a show in New York that then was doing a music festival in London that I got cast for because I did a show in New York. Okay. So I'd moved to New York from London. That's like right after I saw you, or from Los Angeles. And then I met my boyfriend. I booked this show in London. I met my boyfriend, who's Danish. I actually met him in L.A. a year later. He's a famous photographer in Denmark. I didn't know how famous he was, but I was on his mailing list. And I was like, oh, he's okay. And then, you know, he's like, hey, I'd like to shoot you. I'm like, all right, great. I'm in New York. And he's like, yeah, I'm in New York, too. So I did this photo shoot with him, and I saw him, and it was like seeing him for the first time.
Was that when we were in New York at the same time?
Right.
Because I was doing a show in New York, and she's like, I'm in New York too, and we didn't.
So if I would have
met you for lunch instead of hello,
it could have been you.
What happened to my mic? Hello.
I can hear you.
We can hear you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just the headphones. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah.
I'm just so aggravated that I could have been.
It could have been you.
It could have been me. Mark. Instead of Thorsten, his name's Thorsten, right?
Yeah.
And he's a cool guy. I met him. But that could have been me. Okay, there we go.
See,
I can
always,
hear myself.
Always.
Now I'm going crazy. No, that's okay. But no, it turned out well. I mean, you're.
Yeah, it turned out amazing. Like, he's from Denmark, so he basically kidnapped me. Aww. I said, well, I already have a show in London. Let's do it. Got my passport. You know, Americans don't have their passports until they're like, need to.
Right.
So they're after 30, basically. And in Europe, everybody has a passport basically since they're like 5 or 6 years old.
Right. Well, it's different. There's a lot of distance.
It's true. But
it's,
I mean,
like states, even though they're countries.
Yeah, that's
so
true. Yeah, we don't need a passport
to go down to
state,
France.
State to state. That's true. But I mean, it's such an amazing thing to go over. So then I started booking shows. And then after a while, since it's been 2.5 years, almost 3 years of touring, you know, I hit the same audience and I'm just growing my fan base.
Right.
And they're wild over there.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, they really have fun.
They're probably wild over you.
Yeah, that's true.
I'd like to say something intellectual here.
Yes.
That's actually the key to success. You just take the opportunities. You always go on the adventures. I always choose to do the thing that's the most exciting, the most interesting.
Yeah.
And what you're doing is how you succeed. So it's just a matter of time. It's not.
That's right. Yeah. It's building up. You know, like, you know, when I break out here in the U.S., kind of starting being brand new, it's really years and years of you know, different gigs and different opportunities.
As long as you survive and keep hustling, as long as you're clever. Yep. I think I tweeted this today. As long as you're clever, life just keeps providing you opportunities. You just keep doing it.
Yep, that's exactly right.
People get beaten down and they give up.
Yep. I took an Uber here.
Right.
And in the car, guess my Uber driver, I mean, guess what he does? He's producing a web series.
Oh.
He spent $50,000 on this web series. It's like legitimate.
Right.
And I was like, this is so random. And we started talking. And, you know, one of my songs got picked up by ESPN, actually.
All right.
I Make the Static. So I was just talking to him about that. Right. And he's like, yeah, I want to use your music. And I'm playing my CD. And, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, we ended up with email addresses. And he's going to use my music in his web series. And it's like, this is crazy.
That's the way things happen. Yeah.
Yeah. You just, if you're looking for it, you're positive. Right. You're putting it out there.
Exactly.
You just say yes.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You just say yes. You'll figure it out later.
Right.
But first, take the opportunity.
And again, with you both being in New York, I mean, it all just lines up.
Yeah.
In mind.
Yeah.
It's
true.
Anyway, that was the moment of intelligence by Nicole Six on the
part. It was excellent.
You were saying about
real truth.
I Make the Static.
Yeah.
I filmed your video for I Make the Static.
Yes, you did.
I was wearing red and black again.
Yes, you did.
And I was dancing.
You danced.
Do we have a, can we put the song on? Because I haven't heard it. I bet everybody would like to see it.
I Make the Stag is not out yet.
Oh.
But the song is out.
The video's not out yet.
That's
but the video that is out now,
Vagabond,
we're going to play right now and we're going to dance and you're going to hear it.
Awesome.
And this is a video that I did research quite a bit. The video is about 3 minutes long.
Yeah.
I spent hours and hours.
I'm like, it must be sexy.
When you're frolicking in the beach.
Oh, frolicking.
Did you pause that part?
I went frame by frame.
Oh, dear. I knew some person was going to do that.
Anyway, so if you're curious what Joy Villa's music and video looks like, if you're curious how to spell Joy Villa's name, if you're curious about Joy Villa's music and video as much as I am, and I've seen it, and I'd love to see it again. Here it is. Joy Villa, Princess Joy Villa, Vagabond.
Let go. I won't glitter like a disco ball. Let my light shine. all of life it can. Vagabonds, we keep on going, we keep on going, never slow it down. We move beyond, we make our own way, we make our own way, gypsies of yesterday. Vagabonds, we keep on going, we keep on going, never slow it down. We move beyond, we make our own way, we make our own way, gypsies of yesterday, gypsies of yesterday.
Vagabond. We can move on. Yeah, that was Joy Villa doing Vagabond.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, good stuff. Well, you can't stop dancing when you hear that. Now, one thing I got to say, now that was filmed in Bali.
That's right. Bali, yeah. Indonesia.
And so you were doing shows out there? Or how did you? Or did you just do that for the shoot?
I own a huge mansion out there. No, just kidding. Not yet. Not yet. Otherwise, I'd invite you guys out. But we actually rented, I was doing shows out there, and we actually rented a big, it's like a 4-story house,
right,
with a pool in the front, and that mm-hmm. whole huge jungle, right, guard living on site that stays there all the time. I mean, just a stunning place.
Right.
It was less than $200 a day. Bali is so cheap.
Dark Mark Live in Bali.
You guys got to go there. The food is cheap and delicious.
And the water looked pretty amazing.
The water's amazing. I mean, it was a 2-minute walk to the beach, Sanur Beach. It's absolutely amazing. So we were there, and I did a couple shows with some of the resorts that are around there.
Okay.
And Thorsten was teaching. He's a photographer teacher as well, so he was teaching a workshop.
Did I mess up his name too?
No, it's fine. You can say Thorsten. Everybody does.
Okay, I can't get names right
today. Yeah, it's all right. It's all right, Mac. No, I mean Mark. No, I'm just kidding. All right. So yeah, so I said, why don't we shoot my music video here? And it literally happened in two days. Nice. Easy. He shot it all. I directed. I was like, shoot me doing this. Shoot me doing that. Let's have fun. Let's do the freedom. And
right.
That was it. That was late.
He's like, shoot me in a bikini frolicking in the water.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, I don't know about that. Artistically, that doesn't really make sense with the song. But
I'm like, shut up and do it.
Yeah, so it's a good video. It's on YouTube. Definitely click on it. Check it out. You'll want to see that again and again and again.
YouTube.com/ Miss Joy Villa.
Miss Joy Villa.
That's right.
Villa. Now, Your Royal Highness. Now, who named you Princess? Because at one point you became Princess Joy Villa.
It just happened. Yeah, it just kind of happened
Joy
out of nowhere.
Villa.
Mark, it just like came out of nowhere because, I kind of did it as a joke on my Facebook because Thorsten actually is like, he's like, you're like royalty. I can't do a Danish accent. He's like, you're like royalty. You should call
Sounds
yourself.
Sounds like you're going out with Dracula.
Prince. Yeah, I don't know. A Danish
like
accent's really hard. Yeah, yes. It's kind of stilted like this, but I don't know. I live half the time in Denmark. I still don't know how to, talk Danish. But kanon, that's Danish.
Yeah.
That means cool. Kanon. So he's like, you should call yourself Princess. And I said, oh, that's cool. So I just did it on Facebook. And the people went nuts. I mean, literally, people have been asking me nonstop, are you really a princess?
Yes.
Even his mom asked in Danish, is Joy really a princess?
Right.
What's her royal line? Like, I mean, people don't even ask me my royal line. They just say,
they
okay,
just assume you have a royal line.
Yeah. So I like it. I neither deny or confirm that I'm an actual royalty, but of course I am.
Okay. Now, the one thing I have to ask is, let's go back. I got to go back to the dress.
Okay, go back.
Because a lot of people thought you were the R&B singer Keisha Cole.
Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not just making that up.
No, I know.
There's a lot of people that tweeted your picture and said, look, what the fuck is Keisha Cole wearing to the Grammys?
And then someone was like, oh, nah, Keisha Cole would never be at the Grammys. And that's when she started slamming them down. She actually jumped into the Twitter fight.
Oh, okay. I didn't know this whole Twitter fight.
Oh, it was a Twitter fight because they were like saying it's Keisha Cole. It was me, obviously.
Right.
And I guess because she has tattoos.
Right.
And I mean, we look nothing alike.
That's what I thought.
I was like, what?
She's cute.
She's super cute.
In her own way, talented.
And I mean, it's hilarious though because she was like, "Bitch, that ain't me." She was really going.
Yeah, that's the tweet I saw. Like, "Bitch, that ain't me."
Yeah, and then people were like, "Oh, Keisha Cole's hating on you, Joy," and I was like, "No, she's not. She's confirming that it's not her."
Right.
And so I actually tweeted to Keisha Cole. I was like, "It's hilarious getting mixed up, you know, with you. Because also all the blogs picked it up and went nuts. And she said, girl, do your thing. Don't worry about the haters. Cool. And so we've actually been chatting. You know, like we tweet each other. And so she's really cool.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's
an honor to be, for me to be mixed up with Keisha Cole because she's a legend in the music industry.
Sure, yeah. She's big.
It's random, though.
Right.
It's really random.
Because people didn't know what to expect.
I came out of nowhere. You know,
well,
Mark,
you really did.
I came out of nowhere.
You have a following, but in the USA...
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, you're on the Dark Mark show. This is probably the last time I'll be able to get you ever.
You'll have to talk to my agent after this.
Apparently so. Yes.
Wait.
There'll be a booking fee.
That's right.
Unless I come up with some Doomies Home Cooking, maybe.
Oh,
then I'll do it. But
pay me in Doomies.
Yeah, I might have to do that. But
have a vegan episode.
That's right.
Yes, but. No, but when I shot the video
shoot it in a way with your energy.
Yeah, no, there was a lot of energy on the set. No,
yes.
There was quite an assortment of people. So how that wasn't Bali. We were on Santa Monica Boulevard.
That's right.
A bunch of people just dancing.
Dancing
all over Santa Monica Boulevard.
It was
right?
amazing.
And quite an assortment of people.
That's right.
Every nationality, every height, I was slow dancing with the older ladies. They were quite taken with me.
They
were
quite
taken with me, as usual.
Mark does very well with older women and gay men.
And black women, too.
Okay.
All right. There you go. That's some of the best right there.
That's basically all you need.
Mark's got that culture going on.
Right. That's
likes women of elegance and style.
Mm-hmm. Well, that I do. And that's
got good taste.
I do. And that's joy. So
fine taste.
Tell us what you're here in L.A., because you're here for a few days.
Yeah, that's right. So I'm here for Fashion Week.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, and I actually just did a Fashion Week event before the show tonight.
Right.
And
how many events are you doing? Are the designers all over you now because of the whole dress thing?
Yes. I mean, I did like the day after the Grammys, I did four interviews, like two in-person interviews, one with the largest news source in Mexico. You know, all this international news. I'm in the Danish newspapers, you know, I mean, Seattle, Santa Barbara. You know, it's really great because all the places I've toured are now picking it up and being like Joy Villa. In Indonesia, I'm in printed news source. And I was in Touch Weekly.
I saw that.
Yeah, they gave me a whole page.
Yes.
Page 48, by the way.
And George Clooney was on the cover.
That's right.
Your picture's right there.
Yeah. He was getting divorced, and then I'm in the midst of it.
Right. Did you cause his divorce?
I told him, don't call me. I'm taking George, and he couldn't give it up. You know,
he just
kept stalking me.
So
what can you do after you go to the Grammys? This is what happens.
Right.
So, yeah, all the designers have been calling me like crazy, which is really great. And Andre Soriano, he was the first, you know, because we work as a team. He's so great. You know, he was on the reality show with Rihanna. And
Rihanna was on the worst dressed list, too.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are like, that doesn't make sense.
For her loofah.
Yeah.
I thought it was great. I thought it was really, you know, practical. She'd go in the shower, scrub. No, I'm just kidding. No,
she had a pretty outrageous dress,
different.
But... A lot of the comments are like, why is she on the worst dress list? It looks fine. Madonna with her leather outfit.
Did you think it was bad? Tell me, like, from a kinky perspective,
perspective,
hit the nail on the head. I thought it was gorgeous.
You know, from a kinky perspective, honestly, I thought it could have been better. Because, you know, we and Nicole, I'm putting in we, not necessarily Jenny, but we've been to leather and fetish events.
Yeah.
And... The clothes there are usually a little better than what she had on. I thought she looked good. I thought she was in shape. I thought she looked good.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was bad, but I thought it does sort of look like an old lady trying to fit in to the fetish scene. But I think there were fetish designers that could have done better.
See,
that would be what I would say. I'm like, I've seen her work with better leather in general, so she could have had a better option for herself.
Well, I totally disagree.
Okay.
Because, I mean, that was Givenchy.
Okay.
Which is really great designer. And I thought, people are saying she looks like a bullfighter. Obviously, that was the theme.
I understand.
And her show at the Grammys, if you saw it, it was like this bullfighting theme. Her dancers had horns.
Okay,
and
so that makes sense.
I mean, she's into that. She's an artist.
I love Madonna.
For her show.
Right.
For me, I think she can do no wrong in costuming. Because like Cher with the Bob Mackie gowns, you know, where everything's spiky. I mean, the red carpet, the Grammys, even the Oscars. This is all a show.
Yeah. The thing is, I didn't see the show.
Okay.
I didn't see Madonna's performance.
It makes sense with
her
performance.
So now out of context,
I mean, she's battling the dancers. They have horns and she's whipping them and then she has a cape and she flies in the air. It was amazing. I tell you, that woman.
She's really into
after
that
the
stuff.
Show ended, See, because I was there. After the show ended, she gets suspended in the air and they pull her up on a string. And so she's backwards bent. And after the show ended, the lights go down, they go to commercial break. She stays in the air for at least 10 seconds. This is a woman who's pushing 60 years old and she stays suspended so elegantly.
Right.
And then she comes down like she's light as air. She's an athlete.
No, there's no question about that.
I mean, you know, I have to say I respect Madonna a lot. And I actually like that she was crazy, but everybody else was very conservative.
Right.
I think everyone looked great, but you saw Lady Gaga was very elegant.
Yeah, she was doing the Tony Bennett thing. So
she's in her jazz age right now.
Have people compared your outfit to Lady Gaga? I'm sure there's been plenty of that.
Yes, the Mirror in the UK, they said Joy Villa, Lady Gaga, and Madonna. Missed the mark, you know, which is hilarious.
And you're like, compare me to Lady Gaga and Madonna all day. Yeah,
thank you. The greats? Are you kidding me?
Right.
You know, and I actually super respect them because coming out of, you know, the alternative underground scene, you know, like you said, like you've been to a lot of kink shows and fetish and, you know, and all this stuff and goth, you see a lot of this crazy expression going on. And then when you turn on the TV, there's nobody doing that. Which is weird.
We were briefly discussing how little I like boring people.
Yeah, it's boring.
Joyville is not boring.
No.
Exactly. No. And so, I will never be boring. So, I mean, if you compare me to Lady Gaga or whatever, it's great because they're trendsetters. You know, they're trailblazers, and that's what I'm looking to do.
Well, and that goes with the star quality, too. You can't be average. You have to be at least above average.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you actually have to be super above average.
Yes. You have to stand out in a crowd of thousands.
But the thing that I would say that links you, Lady Gaga, and Madonna is that... all three of you do come out of the underground.
It's true. That's true.
And I think...
happily.
Yeah, no, you all do come out of the underground, and you bring the underground to the mainstream.
Mm. And exactly.
And the music... And by the way, your EP... I make the static.
You got it.
I make the static. It's available on your website.
That's right.
Which is joyvilla.com.
It's joyvilla.com and it's actually princessjoyvilla.com.
Oh, it's princessjoyvilla.com.
princessjoyvilla.com. Both of them are my websites, but princessjoyvilla.com is the one that's on my
iTunes
music.
And on Amazon
iTunes,
everywhere.
iTunes, yeah. Bandcamp, Amazon, any of your preferred music places, Spotify.
Right. But on princessjoyvilla.com.
Yeah.
You can get an autographed copy.
That's right.
You can also get nutritional advice.
That's right.
And workout advice.
That's right.
You're in such great shape. There's no question about that. And you also you've got other stuff on there.
I mean, I actually have fitness and vegan clients that order my service on the website.
Right.
Because I'll Skype with them, and depending on how complex they need, is you know how much they want to pay and what they're looking for. I offer a lot of that advice because I'm actually creating a book called The Fit and Sexy Vegan. And that's why I'm so crazy about doing this.
that's the not so fit, but
yeah, but it's sexy,
delicious vegan. No, Doomies is sexy.
It's also like I like to reach people in a way. I just did an article today. Actually, I just posted about being a vegan because somebody said that they can't. They go, I'm vegan half the time, but I eat meat when I don't get enough protein, or I'm protein deficient, and that is bullshit. If you are properly eating a vegan diet, taking a vitamin, there's no way you would be protein deficient. You eat meat because you love to eat meat, and that's okay to admit.
Yeah, well, and there's 3 minutes to go, but Nicole, go ahead and give your retort.
I mean, that's what my roommate's vegan too. I don't even have this discussion with the.
You mentioned it last week, didn't you?
Oh, about the
cows eat birds.
I heard that. That's crazy.
Okay, so we don't have all time for all debate. But The Fit and Sexy Vegan is coming out.
Yes, and it's going to be out either this year or next year, and it's going to be an ebook as well as a hard copy book.
Right, and I know from...
But if you are very diligent, I mean, my roommate does fine on it, you know?
Sometimes you might need some molasses or something for the iron and things.
I mean, yeah, as long as you're eating a well-rounded diet. Like cigarettes and potato chips are vegan, but, you know, you're going to die on that.
That's a lot of vegans that I know.
Yeah, a lot of people, a dumb vegan is a dumb person. Right. So vegan doesn't make you smart. So,
where does the time go?
I just want to really shout out and thank you guys for having me on the show.
Before we go, tell us what you're doing on Fashion Week and tell us where you're going from here.
Okay, so Fashion Week, I'm going to be performing on Saturday for Andre Soriano's show. He's closing Fashion Week, and it's right at the Reef here downtown LA, and it's going to be star-studded. The Fox News is going to be there. A lot of VIP listers are going to be there, and I'm going to be performing and walking in the show.
He's got some not above average outfits for you for the show?
He's got something crazy.
Even crazier than the fence?
Well, I can't reveal too much. You just have to check it out.
But it's on a par.
It's going to be beautiful, aesthetic, and wild. I hope it's going to be talked about. It's like you never know what's going to be talked about, but I would love it for it to be talked about. And I'm doing the VIP after party as well, which is open to the public. It's $25 to get in. They can email joy at joyvilla.com or David at impragency.com for the guest list. Okay. If any of you guys want to come on Saturday night in Los Angeles,
that might be a possibility.
Yeah.
And where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? Where in the world is Joy Villa after this week?
So after this week, I go to Denmark, and then I'm preparing for my May tour. I'm going to Cannes Film Festival. I'm going to London, Berlin, Munich, Paris, and Istanbul. I do my Europe tour again.
And one more question, then. I probably should have started with this. After all this attention that you've been getting for the dress, do you have record companies knocking down your door now?
You know, I have people who've been interested.
Right.
So I don't have, it's a lot of press, but it's also a lot of work to keep it going. You know, right. I mean, my life hasn't changed so dramatically. It's just now more people are seeing what I'm doing. So I'm just going to continue to do what I've been doing. Like Nicole said, you just keep doing what you're normally doing, and then eventually people notice.
Mm-hmm. Inspiring words.
That's right.
From the Princess Joy Villa.
That's right.
You blew up the internet.
Yeah.
And now you blew up the Dark Mark show. I'm so glad we finally got you on the show. Anytime you're in LA, you're welcome to drop by and
I'd
say hi to
back.
Us. And go to NicoleSix.com, by the way, and read some of her scary stories.
Ooh, I will have to do that.
Yes, you can download some scary stories.
Nice.
You can do that on the road. And also go to iTunes and Amazon and order my comedy album, I Laughed So Hard I Cried. I forgot to bring one for you, but I will send you a download code so you have it.
Oh, awesome. Awesome.
Next week, we have Bree Walker and Sin Fisted. There's going to be some sparks flying in the show. I just want to gaze at you two beautiful women one last time, everybody. Have a wonderfully creepy week. Bye.
Bye.